This is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by the Bennett Automotive Group, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Car Care. And now, here's your host, Jason Bishop. Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by the Bennett Automotive Group. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Heron. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Glad to do it, Jason.
Coach, we go over a couple hours to play TIFF, a region game, and, you know, we come back unvictorious, but I tell you what, a heck of a football game to be a part of, and I just want you to talk about your kids' effort, because I feel like they played hard, they played well. It was just one of those games where it was a shame somebody had to lose the game.
Well, you know, I would agree with you, you know, except we didn't play well offensively, you know, in the first half. I think we turned the ball over three consecutive possessions. I may be wrong about that part, but I know we turned it over three times. But our defense was playing great, and they kept getting it back to us, and then we kept handing it back. And, you know, both teams were kind of a little sloppy with the football in the first half. But, you know, again, we went into halftime, and, you know, we were up 7-0, should have been up 10. Made a mistake there in our little two-minute drill and didn't get out of bounds and didn't have a timeout and then, you know, had a first down. They didn't stop the clock to move the chains and give us a chance to spike it. But, you know, we're up 7-0. We're playing great defense and, you know, we're getting ready to kick off to them. So felt really good about where we were at because I felt like I told the kids at halftime, you know, it wasn't them, it was us that was stopping us. So I felt like, you know, we could come out in the second half and not turn the ball over and be real successful. But unfortunately, something changed at halftime. And, you know, they made some plays in the third quarter offensively. It's like they got a little better as the game wore on. And, you know, they kept the ball. And then wound up doing a surprise onside kick, which we had actually worked on. But they executed it real well, got the ball back, and, you know, we didn't touch the football in the third quarter, as you know, until like 50 seconds left in the quarter. And by that time, I think we were down 14-7, if I remember correctly. And, you know, then they get another score on a long run, and, you know, now we're battling uphill. But our kids didn't quit. You know, we got it back to 21-14 and had another one more chance to score, but had a fourth down play that, you know, was really not our finest moment. We had called something that was a good call for the situation, but they changed defenses on us, and we had to convert the short 5-yard pass to a fade, and that's not something that's in our wheelhouse, and so. You know, it was a tough loss. I think our kids went into that one fully expecting to win, and hey, that may have hurt us a little bit, to be honest with you, just because, you know, there was something that made us not play as well as we did the week before. Because if we had played as well as we had the week before, I think certainly we could have come out with a win. But, you know, we didn't, and so we're sitting here as a fourth-place team in the region.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, Coach, you mentioned about that second half going into the third quarter. One thing I've noticed, which I think you're probably already well ahead of me on this, there have been a lot of times this season where we have played pretty okay in the first half, and then we come out in the third quarter, and it just seems like we're not locked in or whatnot. And then once we get out of that third quarter and we get into the fourth, kind of refocus. Is there anything that you could put your finger on to talk about when we come out of half, we play so well in the first half, and then we play so well in that fourth quarter, but that third quarter, boy, that just seems to give us fits.
Yeah, you know, Jason, believe it or not, it's something that we we discussed at length this weekend in our coaches' meetings, and we had before, you know, and we're going to try some things differently at halftime this week. I mean, you know, we're not doing anything different at halftime than I've done my entire career, but something's not working right at halftime because, you know, we have, in our five losses, we've been in the lead in four of them in the third quarter. And it's almost like, you know, and I told our players this, it's almost like, you know, they're just waiting on something bad to happen. And inevitably it does. And, you know, I think it's more mental than anything else. And that's our biggest obstacle right now. We've got to find a way to be positive, to expect something good to happen instead of expecting something bad to happen. And, you know, Major, my son, he chimed in with this, and it really kind of hit home with me. When he was a freshman at Lenoir Ryan, you know, they had not been very good. And, you know, they were better that year. And when they would get the lead, and, you know, a lot of times they'd lead at halftime, and then something would go wrong. And it was just like, you know, you could feel it. You'd sit in the stands and you could feel it. You'd watch the players. You could feel it. And, you know, they lost a lot of games they probably should have won because it was almost like everybody expected something bad was going to happen. So, you know, somehow, some way, we got to fix that. And, you know, again, it's that's our biggest problem right now to me. It's not physical. It's just a mental thing that, you know, it's almost like we're expecting it to happen. And kids, coaches, you know, I don't know about fans or whatever, but it seems like everybody's like, well, what are we going to do this week, you know? But that's the hump that we've got to get over. And we're working hard on that, you know, from a physical standpoint, you know, we're working every day in practice. From a mental standpoint, we're trying to get us over the hump of that. But that's kind of where we're at right now.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
For 15 years, your friends at Coastal Car Care have been here to help with all of your car needs, from oil changes to tires, brakes, alignments to, well, you name it. Your friends at Coastal Car Care are always here for you when you need them. At 5225 Highway 40 East, right next to the St. Mary's Road overpass, Coastal Car Care is proud to be here for you. Check out our specials for military, ladies, seniors, teachers, and first responders as well. CoastalCarCareGA.com,
882-5005. Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Coastal Car Care. Coach, we were talking last segment just about mentality. And, you know, you've got five state championships on your resume. So there's no question about your credentials and your ability to coach. One thing that I remember when we were talking about mentality, when you were here the first time, is that whenever a bad play would happen, as we were talking about, it was almost like the kids were able to compartmentalize that, ball it up, throw it away, and expect to overcome whatever it is. There was an expectation to win every single game. I got to imagine that's where you're trying to get our kids to mentally.
Well, it is. And, you know, again, when you're able to do that a few times, then that becomes the norm. That becomes what the kids expect. You know, when you're not able to do it a few times, as I've discovered this year, I think that becomes what they expect. So, you know, again, we're trying to break that trend, and, you know, hopefully it'll come this Friday. You know, hopefully it'll come against the first-round playoff opponent. But, you know, if it doesn't, then we've got to get the young kids to do that. And, you know, it was my first year here way back in 2000. I mean, I look back to that, and, you know, we were fine when we were playing people we knew. The problem we had back then was we'd get to the playoffs, and when it was somebody we were unfamiliar with, somebody we were uncertain about, we had that same feeling when something would happen. And we lost in the first round the first 2 years that I was here, and almost lost in the first round the third year that I was here. But over those 3 years, and, you know, the kids had just put so much into it. They'd invested so much for 3 years that they were just, that third year, we were behind 12-0 at the end of the first quarter. But I remember seeing a look in their eye like, you know, we're not going to let that happen to us again. And, you know, it was a breakthrough moment for our program. And, you know, we're still searching for that, you know, this time around. And, again, you know, I think this team's very capable. I still do. I think they have the talent to do it. We just need that breakthrough moment mentally where all of a sudden they said, we're not going to let that happen to us again. And, you know, hopefully it'll come this Friday.
Boy, I tell you what, I felt in that TIFF game, you know, I certainly don't want to put my foot in my mouth here, but I felt like it was one of at least the better games that our coaching staff had done. I felt like there were a lot of really good calls in the football game, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And even the play that you mentioned where we converted out of a short pass into that deep fade on fourth down, I liked that because I felt like, you know, instead of calling timeout or getting out of that play, that even throwing the ball deep, we were taking our shot. You know, we were trying to win the game, you know, playing aggressively to win. I just felt like the coaching staff did a really good job in that TIFF game.
Well, I might beg to differ with you there. And I told them after the game that, again, going back to the halftime stuff, I thought TIFF made some really good adjustments at halftime that allowed them to keep the ball a little bit longer in the second half. And, you know, some of the things we were able to stop them on in the first half, they took advantage of us a little bit in the second half. And, you know, again, I'm not saying it was all coaching or it was all players. It was a combination of, you know, maybe we didn't make exactly the right call or maybe we didn't play it exactly the same way. But, you know, we didn't, again, it wasn't our best game. Offensively, defensively, maybe in the third, fourth quarter late, you know, and from a coaching standpoint, I certainly felt like we could have done a little bit better. But, You know, sometimes it's coaches, sometimes it's players, sometimes it's a combination of those two things. You never know. But bottom line is we hadn't been getting it done, and that's very frustrating to me, to our staff, to our players, to everybody in the community. And, you know, all we can do is, you know, just keep plowing ahead and try to get it turned around.
You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, Coach, so Lowndes comes to town Friday night, and Lowndes has already won the region. And if my math is right, which a lot of people tell me my math stinks, but if my math is right, I think that we're locked into a 4 at this point. So with the region wrapped up and our seeding wrapped up, got to imagine tonight or, you know, Friday night when we go into the game, kids are going to have they're going to have to motivate themselves as far as playing for pride. You know, got a little bit of a streak that we don't really like going on as far as wins and losses, and, you know, got to imagine that's what you're trying to motivate the kids with. If not, what are you trying to motivate them with?
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, I told them last Sunday when we met that, you know, we can't do any better than fourth, and Lowndes is first, no matter they win or lose. And so, you know, for us, it's just a question of playing for pride. Again, trying to take another step forward. We've talked all year about, you know, we wanted to win the region. We wanted to be playing for it this week. But that was all about the playoffs. And, you know, so everything has been geared toward the playoffs. Now, we wanted to have a home game at Chris Gilman Stadium, make no mistake about it, but we don't. But you know, we need to take another step forward this week. You know, win or lose, or win, lose, or draw this week, we need to prepare ourselves better for what's coming in two more weeks when the playoffs start. Because, you know, it doesn't matter what your record is when you get in. Mm-hmm. It matters what your record is when the playoffs end. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's there's been some crazy things happen in Georgia in the past. And, shoot, you know, there's been some teams with losing records win it all, been some teams with 500 records win it all. So it's not, you know, it's not an impossible task. It makes it hard when you got to travel that much. But, yeah, we're playing for pride right now. Make no mistake about it. Our feelings are hurt. Our pride's hurt, damaged, and, you know, hopefully our kids will respond to that.
That's an interesting point about getting into the playoffs and, you know, letting things fall out where they may and crazy things happen. You know, I've said this to you before. I'll say it again. I look at this team, and on the field, I just see so much talent on the field that, you know, where we are, I feel like that talent-wise, you know, we should probably be in a little bit different spot. And I feel like if we get the playoffs, you know, people are going to write us off against North Cobb and not give us any chance, especially since we got to go up to Kennesaw to play them. Coach, I think that we're capable of beating them. I really do. Not to get ahead of myself, but if we play to our potential, I think we're better than North Cobb on paper.
Well, I haven't seen or studied North Cobb yet. I know they're a very talented football team, mm-hmm. and what some stuff that I've read and all that. And you know, the problem is when you're the fourth seed and you have to go on the road, you know, certainly the deck is stacked against you. But the good news is you're still playing, you know, and you're still in the game. So, you know, Jason, I feel the same way. You know, we've got a good football team.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, we are not playing at our absolute best. We're not coaching at our absolute best. And, you know, that's my responsibility. But I think on any given Friday night, that we can play with anybody, you know. But I've got to get the rest of them to believe that, you know. And again, we're waiting for that breakthrough moment where, you know, something bad happens, and we look at each other and we don't go, "Oh, here we go again." Mm-hmm. We look at each other and say, "We've had enough. We're not going to let this happen again." And when that happens, then I think we're a, you know, as I've said to them a few weeks in a row, you know. The most dangerous Wildcat is a wounded Wildcat. And you know, we're wounded right now. And we just need that breakthrough moment where we say, "We've had enough. We're not gonna take it anymore. We're gonna fight our way out of this." And again, that's to me, if we do that, we can play with anybody.
We'll be right back on the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
For 15 years, your friends at Coastal Car Care have been here to help with all of your car needs, from oil changes to tires, brakes, alignments to, well, you name it. Your friends at Coastal Car Care are always here for you when you need them. At 5225 Highway 40 East, right next to the St. Mary's Road overpass, Coastal Car Care is proud to be here for you. Check out our specials for military, ladies, seniors, teachers, and first responders as well. CoastalCarCareGA.com, 882-5005.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by the Bennett Automotive Group. So, Coach, we were talking about last segment heading into the playoffs, and you know, I kind of want to rewind ourselves just a little bit, talk a little bit about Lowndes. Like you said, we're playing for pride. Lowndes is a very talented football team. I think their quarterback's committed to go to Miami. What are they going to bring to Chris Gilman Stadium Friday night?
Well, they are very talented. You know, that's one of the we talked about it, I think, all summer as a coaching staff. As we looked at our region, we felt like they would be the best team in the region this year. They're probably better than I thought they would be. You know, everybody used to look at Lowndes and say, well, you got to make Ja'Cari Brown beat you with his arm, not his feet, because he would take over games running the ball. But the problem is this year he is a much, much improved passer. And then on top of that, they've developed a running back named Chase Belker that they moved from receiver that's, you know, he's 6'1", 220, and he's a Power 5 prospect as well. So you stop Ja'Cari Brown from running the ball, he may beat you passing. If you stop that, then he may hand it to Chase Belker and you got to tackle him. So, I feel like it's a good matchup for us. You know, I told our kids that. I feel like physically it's a better matchup for us in some ways in Tift County, with the exception you still got to tackle Ja'Cari Brown and Chase Belker. And, you know, he can beat you throwing or running. The Belker kids add something to him that they haven't had in previous years. He's a big, strong, talented running back, that's leading our region in rushing and scoring. So, we got our hands full. Another really, really good offense. And, you know, Lowndes has always played good defense. They've always played. I like our chances. I like the matchup. We've got to find a way to slow the Belker kid and the Brown kid down, like everybody that plays Lowndes does.
One thing I'll say about that game, Coach, is I feel like with us heading into the playoffs as a 4 seed, other than playing for pride, man, would that be such a huge momentum builder and maybe even a confidence builder for the kids to win the Lowndes game, head into the playoffs with that win underneath their belt, knowing that they just beat one of the best teams in the state, and therefore mentally they got to start believing we beat Lowndes, we can play with anybody, we can beat anybody going in the playoffs. I think that'd be pretty big.
Well, it would be, and I felt that, I thought that we would have that feeling coming off the Colquitt game, but that didn't quite fix it playing that well and losing. So I probably would agree with you that, we need to play that well and find a way to win. Mm-hmm. That might be the breakthrough moment for us, but we need it. We need that moment, and everybody in town needs that moment. Everybody on our team needs that moment. So, but again, we've practiced well, and I think the kids are still working hard, and they haven't given up, and so we're gonna go out there and do our best.
We're about to go on a run, Coach. We're gonna win Friday night, and then we'll upset North Cobb, and then we'll see where we stand, and we'll keep on trucking.
I like your plan, Jason. I like your plan.
Thanks for joining us for the Camden County Coaches Show with Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. For Coach Herron, I'm Jason Bishop signing off, and let's go Cats.